Here we say shalom. Okay. We started the union of Hakshar Kalim, and we mentioned that there are two forms of Hakshar Kalim. There's there's Libun and then there's Hagala. Libun is when you had a bliya al yidei ha'ish, like you had a spit and you had non-kosher meat on the spit and you roasted it, so it was bolaya in the, and now you are kasher, you need to take it and put it in hot in fire. And hagala is when the bliya was through bishul. The Shulchan Aruch on page 1, 20a, says clean machas avapishi yishom shim shtamish bo isa bim ktsasa nesa kulo shim dacham ktsasa cham kulo avalo nyakshero lo'olo lo hechsha cheyakshi kulo ben yin lagal ben yin libun. So it's like this. Well, when you have the spit, right? So you were roasting something non-kosher meat on the spit, so now you have to kasher it with libun. So then what do you have to put on the fire? Just the part that you were roasting on the fire? Well, now that whole spit. Because maybe on one hand you could say maybe you only have to put the part, the tip, because you're only using the tip. That was where the piece of meat was, on the tip, and that's where you were. Or do you have to kasher the whole thing? On one hand, you could say that you only put the tip on the fire, so you don't have to kasher the tip. What do you say? No, that the metal rod, you know, the heat goes through the whole thing. So this is the different sheetahs about this in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, "Kli machas afal pi sheyesh omer shenishtamish lo isa mitzasa nesa kulo, aval inyan hechshero lo hechsher ad sheyachshel kulo." So he's saying, in other words, if you cooked part of the pot, or you did libun with part of the spit, when you kasher it, you have to kasher the whole thing. You can't just say, "I'll just kasher the pot that the water got to, or the part that the fire got to." That's the Mechaber sheet. The different. No.
If half of it gets hot, the whole thing gets hot. So just like here, half of it has this, so the whole thing has it. How do you have to?
Yeah, but if you might say, so therefore I could kasher miktsaso and techam miktsaso cham kulo for kashering too.
Oh.
So you're right. You say legabi the iser, but legabi the heksha, you have to what? You have to put the fire to the whole thing. The Ramah says, Nadavki nishtamish bekulo. Alvim yadush al nishtamish rak miktsaso kibolo kach polto. So the Ramah says, no, that you don't. That if all you did was had the fire on the tip, then you only have to kasher the tip. That's it. So this is Machlokes here, Mechaber Ramah. Now, I mean, we could spend weeks on this, but we're not. But the key point that I want to show you is, well, I mentioned to you yesterday, Ra'or, in the Berakabayis, here, page 4. So he explains why is it. So the Ra'ah has a middle shita. He says, the Ra'ah shita is no. It depends. If you used on the Eish and you only were roasting the tip, then you're going to have to kasher, you could have to put direct fire on the whole thing. But if you were cooking in a pot and you're only cooking in one side of the pot, right? So then you only have to do the Hagolah on that side. And whatever heat extended further will extend further through the Hechsher. But when it comes to Libun, and you use the, and you just use part of it, you're going to have to what? It's not enough to just Machshir part of it and the rest will, the heat will travel. You have to put direct fire to every inch of the rod. So what's the Vortz? So this is the famous piece, he says. Look here. So he explains, okay, like this. Yeah, well, we'll start from the better kabbayas on top. All costs of klicheres yishal hechsher b'chatzarovsky have yodeya. Chatzarovsky has shown us. I'm not going to explain that right now. Ain hechsher kagol. In other words, when it comes to Libun of a Libun b'shum makom einu mafli kol yisus shabal, Libun doesn't extract the tam, and lekiluhu it's internal destruction shemchale yisus shabesocho lefichachu hechsher. So, you only put the fire in one part, but the heat travels. So now you view it as if the whole rod was what was used. But now how do you kasher it? So you could say, like we saw in the Mechaber, maybe you just have to put in the Ramah, we saw that you just have to put the fire on the tip to kasher. He says no. Because it's not a din of bolo kach polto. It's not maflit. You're going to say kibol kach palto. No, not kibol kach palto. Ela mechale. It destroys it. Ukshe mechale. Actually, they also mix as lodoylo b'kach she yovo lishtamish bo b'heter yiflot iser. They also mix as shluhuchsha. Sherekam itzaso cham kulo. Lodoylo ela b'libun kulo. You have to do direct libun on the whole thing. Aval bigdeir shel matechas shenishtamish ba iser b'miktsaso. But when it comes to what, when you did hagala, when you did cooking, and you only used part of the pot, daivol b'hechsher hagala al kidei also miktsas. Da hagala hechsher pleitehi. So when it comes to hagala, it's what, it's polik. So then we say the kalok kibolo kach kach polto, but libun is not a din of polik. Libun is a din of what, destroying the iser besocho. So then, ukrapola kol mashabola. So therefore, if say you have a big pot and you only do the cooking part of the pot, so then the Hagolah only has to be on that part. You don't have to put the whole thing, whole pot in. Or whatever thing, you know, say you were stirring with a spoon, and only part of the spoon got into the treif. So then when you kasher it, you only have to kasher that part of the spoon, even though the heat got conducted by the whole thing. But when you do the hechsher, also, you put it apart, and the heat will travel the whole thing. But because the mechanism of hechsher by Hagala is what? Is kibolo kach polto. So it's polling. It's polling. So since it's polling, we say kibolo kach polto. But libun is not polling. Libun is what? Machale b'mkomo. It just burns up the what? Burns up the iser. So memela, if it burns up the iser, then what? Then each part needs direct fire on that particular part. That's the ra'ah. Now we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, so it doesn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskin, I mean, at least the way the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is the Mechaber Paskins, that Bein Chagola Bein Le'inyan Yibud, you have to have the fire or the water on the whole Kli. Even though it only was Nichnas B'miktsas, but the Hechsher is on the whole thing. It's not like the Ra'ah. And the Ramah says what? That if you only use part of it, then maybe all you need is that part of Hechsher. Then kibolo kach polto on both. He said maybe the Shach says, oh, that's only the Yevon with Achila, you should, but. And the Ra'ah says this middle Shita. Now, a lot of people make these whole shtickel Torahs, you know, how do we pass that up? But at the end of the day, we usually assume, like Rabbi Will once pointed out, that Libun is works through Sreifa B'mkomo.
So we hold like the Ra'ah.
But not necessarily like the Ra'ah's did. Because Mechaber Ramah don't necessarily, I mean.
Should we make like the Ra'ah or not like the Mechaber?
Yeah, I mean, it could be that, you know. The Mechaber says to do the whole thing either way, they believe in Bahagala. But in other words, just because that's how the Ra'ah explained these halachas doesn't mean that you can't use the same yesod of the Ra'ah and not come to his conclusion of how much you have to. You know, you could see, but it doesn't all have to be this way. You could say that this distinction of Libun and Hagala and fit it into any sheet that you want. He happens to think it works if you say his svara, it works, this chiluk works in between the whole thing versus not. But you don't have to say that. You could say that you have to do the whole thing for either way, and in the Hanami, Hagol is still midin polate, and Libun is still midin sorry, from Komo. Well, he happened to think that his mahalach of the different svaras works good if you say this distinction in halacha. But really, you could say this distinction in halacha and really fit it in to all the different permutations. And it's complex, all the different shitas here, of what they are. There's a tour, there's a rashba, there's a whole thing. But, yeah. Now, yes. Yes, sir.
How does his din make any sense? His din is that if the ish goes on part of the kli.
Now the bli is going to go on part of the whole kli.
We don't care about the kli. We only care about the be'en. There's no be'en on the other part of the kli.
What are you talking about? There's no be'en here at all.
No, by Libun, the Ra'ah says that the way Libun works is that you have be'en on part of the kli.
No. He hasn't yet.
And then you do Libun to take off that issue. So, I
don't know. Well, You had Be'en originally. Yeah. Then the Tom of the Be'en went into the Kli. Be'en is gone.
Why do I care about the Tom? Cleveland takes off the Be'en.
No. The Be'en is gone. The Be'en is gone. Either you gave it to your dog, or you gave it to a guy. It's gone. Now I have to kasher the Kli. So what am I kashering? I'm kashering the Kli because there's a tam in the Kli that has to be taken care of. Either midoraisa when it's ben yomo or midrabana when it's ain't a ben yomo. It's sort of the tam, not the ban. The ban is gone. The ban I throw away.
Isn't the way it works? It's only sort of the tam because it entered into that part of the Kli via ish.
Yeah, so now you have to have the Aish to destroy it. So now do you have to put Aish on each part of the Kli? So the Rosh says, yeah, but when it comes to the Liban, Liban has to be each part of the Kli. When it comes to Agola, you could just, if you only put the spoon in the treif soup, only part of the spoon, then when you catch it, you only have to put part of the spoon.
What?
You understand?
And what if you only use part of the pot, that you didn't fill
it
up all day, same thing?
Right, if you only use part of the pot, I mean...
What did we learn when we learned, for example, we had a distinction between negative reikit, negative reikon. So obviously when something hit negative reikon, it affected... According to this...
No, that's only affected because... Now there's going to be Zaya that's going to take it in or out, or you're going to pour it out. So that's his Yisod. Now, let's speak now about a couple of other things. Yeah, so... Okay, so what should we speak about? A couple of other things. So, how much is that? How hot does it have to be? The Hagola is 212. The Hagola is
it's boiling water.
What about Liban? What about Liban? So there are different shitas about Liban. So if we take it, you take a look. One second. So he quotes here, you want to see Rabbi Jachter on page 441 in his Gray Matter, he quotes from Rabbi Schechter that the general practice is to require 950 degrees Fahrenheit for Liban. Because it has a concept of Nitzotzos Nitzin. So that's very, very, so you need, he says here, Rabbi Shimon Einer, because Rav Moshe requires Liban for an oven, he's for a blowtorch for 7 minutes on any area larger than 8. So you need a blowtorch. You want to get 950, you need a blowtorch. So let me tell you a couple of things here.
950
to leave them going. Yeah. So Rav Abadi holds, he told me he thought not like this. Because he has here, I think it's in the packet here. Or was it yesterday's packet? Maybe it's in today's packet. Let me see. Yeah, take a look on page 27. He says he sowed. Page 27, top left. Second line. Actually, as you'll both time, a chush and he saw in yoid, shim tasim lechem shekvaya ofway, fetenichenu achshav betona, the meshach chatsi shoa, bechom gavoa, lo yishar mimen lechem, and a gush sorof. He can have liashi, mashu cotton, ma'od, bavadish, and the srafis gan pochas, and mamizah. He says he doesn't think, you know, the shiurim that we saw, Shachter mentioned, others mentioned, 900, whatever. He says like this: if you would take a piece of bread and you put it in the oven at say 400 degrees, right, and you leave it there for a little bit, what will you see when you come? A burnt piece of. So basically, so Rav Abadi says like this. He says, if a piece of bread, the end, gets burned up at a much less than 950, right? So then a blia, which is not as significant as a piece of bread, certainly would get burned up at that shear. So Mamela, he thinks that that you wouldn't need. I'm a big believer not to use blowtorches. You know, blowtorches are the people that you come to shul the first day of Pesach and you see their hand is in a cast. Those are the people who use blowtorches to kasher for Pesach. So if you don't want to be from those people, then. So Rav Moshe was a very big machmir when it comes to ovens. So I'm not from that school of thought from the ovens. But first of all, I'll tell you why. Well, first of all, Rav Abadi Shita is. So there are a lot of reasons. The question is: first of all, why do you have to do a blowtorch? Why do you have to do a blowtorch? Why don't you just turn the oven? So you say, well, the oven doesn't get to 950. What if you have self-cleaning? What if you have self-cleaning? So where's the fire in the self-cleaning? Well?
Under walls.
Oh, so there's a Gemara, we'll see, today or tomorrow, whatever, that says that you have to have haseku b'mifnir. Now, when you have, when you kasher something, the source of heat has to be inside the thing you're kashering. You can't put the source of heat out from the outside and the heat goes through. It needs to be inside. That's called Heseko Bimfnir. So the people, the blowtorch people, what do they hold? They hold, like what the Gemara says, Heseko Bimfnir. So, and you need the shear of what would cause sparks to fly, which every jacket goes from a shechter that our things are coated so that we're not going to really see them. We're not going to see the sparks flying because the thing is coated, but that would be okay.
So what is Rav
Abadi's sheet? One second. So he holds that once you leave something on at the shear that a piece of bread will be burnt, so then kal v'chomer abli will be burnt. So
how hot?
He could do 350, say.
Oh, would it be living kal or living gomer?
No. So we'll see. I never mentioned the word yet, living kal. I never said anything about that. He holds that would be living gomer. But he says more. There's much more. There's much more to say. See, but the ultimate machmirim, like Rav Moshe was from the ultimate machmirim, would say that you need, or Rav Yecheskel Roth, you need a blowtorch inside. The other poskim, like Rav Avadi holds, hey, you can, so that you can turn on the oven. The fire is not inside; it's on the bottom. So Rav Avadi said, no, the din that the fire has to be inside is only if the thing that you're kashering doesn't conduct heat. So then it's not good. But if you put the fire from outside and it's made out of metal, so it conducts heat, so the same heat will penetrate, so that's just as good. The others will say, no, it's not enough. Even, this is the Makor Chaim. Wow. In which package? In the supplement or no?
In the previous
packet. You want to have? Where is it? What, the Makor Chaim? Oh. No, that's Makor Chaim, that one we did. Is there any other Makor Chaim? Okay. But the kids are... Yeah, I'll bring this in here. Oh. So, let me tell you something. So he quotes here something else, Rabbi Jackson, which a lot of people quote, which I'm not a believer of. No, it's not only him. That the Makor Chaim said it. If you can find me the Makor Chaim, where's the? Did I put the Gemara? Let me give me yesterday's packet again. Okay. Yesterday's packet. So what's the packet after this? Maybe it's a future packet. Okay, I don't see it in this packet either. This is not Barnack. Yeah, and this is... It's in a future pack. I don't see it in any of these packets. Okay. Okay. I don't see it this one. Maybe it's so many here. I think it's probably a maybe 21. It's packet 21 here. Okay. Okay, so let me tell you another thing. But what if you don't have a self-cleaning oven? What if you don't have a self-cleaning oven? So self-cleaning oven, we'll get to this shear of 950 or whatever. So he quotes here, a lot of people are right. Blumkrantz says this, but I'm very not for this. Take a look, page 41. He says, many families, on the right side, Rabbi Bedrach is quoting here, many families follow the leading opinion of Yosef Dov Soloveitcher and Rav Aaron Kotler that one can kosher a conventional oven by setting it to its maximum temperature for an hour or two. He based it on the aforementioned principle, Kibolo Kach Polto. So if it only got in through this type of heat, so it could come out with that type of heat too. And the others say, no, you don't say Kibolo Kach Polto. But let me tell you this, there's a Prima Gadim that says that the shear of Libun is a set shear. There's no such thing as Kibolo Kach Polto by Libun. That's a Prima Gadim. People say, oh, Rav Soloveitchik, he did differently. I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no, but the Prima Gadim held not that way. There's no such thing as a... And that's the Prima Gadim. Where is it? Here. It's on page 10. So he says, that Liban is an exact shear. Whatever the shear is, it has to be that shear. And you don't say, oh, well, I never used it for that hot. My apparatus doesn't get even that hot. Right? So then, so what people quote, what Rabbi Blumenkrantz quotes from Shemanaitiko, they quote this thing that some hold, Kibolo Kach Polto. So you could say, well, these people are arguing with the Prima Gadim. Let me try to find you the Prima Gadim. Here, Moshe quotes. One second. Here, page 25 in the first packet. Today's. He says, "V'chein nika mashib klisha tashmisha odeya or apa open shelo ayu nitzotus nitzin mehem nami tzarch libun she nitzotus nitzin shelo nitzah hadin kederch tashmishim shebol kach polto al b'hagol." The concept of bol kach polto is only by hagola. Because that makes sense, like so we said, because that's Plato, like the Ra'ah said. Below Bishtashe Or, Shatzarch Liban Shu, Simtov Nun Aleph, Lohuska Shay Liban Kedech Atashmish, Elistan Shay Liban Uachi in Tzotzos Nitzin. That Liban has to be the shear that sparks fly. Imagine the whole Tashmish Ayab, below mine, Tzarch Liban Zedaka. Mushum de Liban, Ain Apollet Osarit. So that's the shear. So that's where Moshe writes. There's no such thing. You can't say, well, my oven never got that hot, so I, you know, because Liban is mitosis nizin, is an absolute shear. Because once the bliya came in, so the only way to do it is to burn it, bimkoma, but it only burns with that shear. It doesn't matter that it never was heated that hot when it came in, because we're not trying to be polated out. That's svara, yeah. I mean, and it doesn't matter whether we hold from, I told you, the ra'o svara, not the halacha, but could be plugged in theoretically in all the different shitas. Oh. So then what do you do? So what's the heter of the people who don't have the self-cleaning ovens, so they have to use the blowtorch? But is that the only way out? I told you, I'm not a big fan of blowtorches. It's my general shita about fire, but especially a blowtorch is not such a great thing.
Like
Hanukkah and Shabbos, every Shabbos also. How much?
932.
Okay. Okay. Right, so now question is, so roll of kapolto is by Hagala.
Only Hagala?
Yeah.
But there are Matan Matan that way. For sure there are Matan Matan that way. I'm not a Shulchan Aruch here. He says, when he says, Kamasetzo Kamtulo, because it's there kapolto on Libun also.
Right. But that's not on the amount of heat. That's only where you, in other words, where you have to put the fire. In terms of, you could have a lower heat temperature. That, right. It's true that...
See if the Ramah actually, if that definition actually fits. If it's extensive enough to fit the Ramah there. Because they
don't come and set the Pampulo. Yeah. And there is a Prima Godin that says in the Farish that I'm having trouble finding it right now. What, in the tablet?
Yeah.
What page?
Five.
Let me see. Yeah, page 5. Page 5. So the second supplement of today, the second packet of today. He says, Da, the Gimel Mene Liban, Echa Mischa, yeah. Yeah, it's the first wide line. Him Shime Shala Eish Bali Mashke, Tzorach Be'isr, the chomitz, the kasher, the iser of the chomitz, you nitzos, nitzin. Avogam, the shimish ve'ein nitzos. So it was, even though he never used it in that heat, even though he never used it in that heat, that nitzos is nitzin, still, the shear is nitzos is nitzin. That's the prima godim here, page 5. See? So, okay, so you want to say, it may be others disagree, but you know, to say you just, and that's Ramosha of Paskin, like the Prima Godim. So this idea that they're saying that Rabbi Kotler said differently, and Rabbi Rob said, it's so partial. But if that be the case, so if you don't have a self-cleaning oven, like most of you here, you don't have self-cleaning ovens, and it's, so how do you, so what's the heter to kasher? And you're not going to use a blowtorch, say? So is there, but I'll tell you what I think the best heter is. Yeah. So?
According to Rosh, the issue of the self-cleaning oven is that he isn't going to sin, but how does the self-cleaning oven work from outside?
Where's the, what?
Inside the walls.
Like under the,
it's inside the walls.
So Ramosha holds, I mean, I don't know what he said myself, but a regular oven that's, say, not self-cleaning, then you need to blow torch because that's the only thing you can do. And self-cleaning, in other words, he might, I have to check what he held about this sheet. In other words, the Gemara says, Haseku b'msnim. So Rav Mari says, and that's what the Makor Chaim says, that's only if something doesn't, the heat doesn't travel. But if you have a metal thing that the heat travels, you can have the Hesekim Bibachutz and the travel, then it's okay. Oh, but Rabbani is also a big believer of this Prima Garden. So I'll tell you what I think the best answer to, and this, not what they say, people quote Bolo Kalpachfalto, that you can have less Lieben by, because Lieben is a shear. You don't say you can lower the shear if it never got that high. That's a Beferish of Prima Garden that you don't say that. And the Shulchan Aruch has just one shear. The Shulchan Aruch never says Kibol. Shulchan Aruch has Kibol Kapoto, like you said. Or it has a case where did the Bli happen through Eroi, did it happen through Kli Rishon? So it happened through Eroi, you could catch it through it. So this, I think, is the, now, there is a Haggadah, what is it, the Agudas Ezov Haggadah, with the Kuntras of the Klach Shel Ezov. It's from the Pupa people. And you should know, it was the hardest thing in the world to get this Haggadah, because it was out of print. And then they reprinted it, but they didn't put the Kuntras, the Klachal A's of Kuntras in it. But you should know, after 20, 30 years of looking for it, this year, when I was going to the Spiegeleisen farm before Pesach, they finally reprinted this Kuntras this year. So what does this country say? I'll tell you what this country says. And I think that is the answer to the whole system. And that's what people don't know this answer. Because they always say this thing with the Pagolo, Pachpolto. And this will solve all the problems of the world. Okay, you ready? And this is the following. First of all, we discussed in the past that an oven might not need any hechsher. Right? We discussed
there's
that.
No liquid. There's no...
Right, it burns up, right? That's what Rabbi Badi pointed out, Rabbi Vosler pointed out. It burns up. You know, right? We said that there's no zeya necessarily in an oven. But you say you want to say, okay, with choshet there is zeya. Okay? But he says, if the Bli is through Zeya, Zeya is like a moisture, then the Hechsher doesn't need Lieben. See, Lieben was only needed in an oven, like the pizza ovens, when you put the dough on the surface. So then you want to kasher a pizza oven for Pesach, and the dough is on the surface, so then what? Then you need whatever shear you need. You need, Lieben Gomer. But our ovens today, we don't put the thing on the surface. Even if you heat up a pizza in your oven, so you take a pan and you put it in. So it's only, at worst, it's only Zeya. And Zeya doesn't need Lieben. Because Zeya, and we said before, it's not even Zeya. But Namiach, you want to say it's Zeya, and that answers all the questions. That's why ovens today don't need what? Self-cleaning. They don't need blow torches. I mean, Chabad, they're very into blow torches. When they come to Kasha people's house, they come with their blowtorch. You know, they have you can call up Chabad, they'll come Kasha your house. Kasha someone else's house. And they'll come with the blowtorch. Okay. Come away bracha. But I follow that you don't need the blowtorch. Because, not because of Kabbalah Kokpolka by Lieben. Because Lieben, you don't need because the Prima Gadol says no such thing as Kabbalah. It's a Shir, so it's a Nitzim. So what is it? All you need is Haggadah. No. Oh, so there's one more thing that I didn't tell you. And that is the Mordechai's Mechadesh that there's a concept of what's called Libun Kal, which is a lower form of Libun, and that works in lieu of what?
Whoa.
Of Haggadah. So worst case, and how much is that? How much is that? So you look, so some want to say what? That if Liban Chomer is 950, then Liban Kal is what?
550.
Something like that. Say 550 or something like that. And then it gets to 550. But Rabbi Bari points out that there's another nekuda that people don't realize. And that is the Mordechai and the Beis Yosef. The Mordechai. You see the Mordechai? Page 14. Thank you. Page 14. Look what he says. So in Shulchan Aruch, what does it say? It means kash nisra. Right? It needs to be as hot that if you put a piece of straw, it'll burn. So he writes like this, the Mordechai. And Rav Avadi holds this is really the Ikar Din, even though people are there. What? This is like Rav Avadi said, the Ikar Din by Liban Chomer is not, okay, people knowing 950, whatever. He says, as long as it can burn up a Be'en of Chala, then that can, so that's because we Liban. So what's Liban Calvin? So if you look in the source of Liban Kal, see people don't look in the sources, you'll see this. You know what Liban Kal is? You know how much? Yad Soled is, folks. He didn't make that up.
113 degrees.
Or you want to be a more Chomer Digger Sheet, what's the most?
160.
Okay. Look inside. Page 14. He says, if you want to kasher from milk to meat, as eight shrichim liban gadol, the shrich kliba al rachachi yad so lettuce bo mishnei evareha. You need yad so lettuce bo. Page 14.
That's because of ethical
heterobola.
Heterobola, right.
So then heterobola, you don't need liban.
Right.
You just need hagola. And in lieu of hagola, you can do liban kal. So he holds meager. So even though most say you should do at least, he has in the Sefer from Rabbi Maskowitz, the Gemara Tabam, or David Feinstein, or whatever, the highest year, you said,
well? Well, Bashar is 160.
No, I'm saying for Liban Kal, 550. Whatever the year they quote. So the highest year, not the 950, but the, you know. But whatever, I have to check what exactly he said, 500, 600. But Rabbi says, but you look in the Iker Hadin, and the Beis Yosef quotes this Mordechai, it it's only Yatzar Ledesbo. So a lot of times, people, like, they mess up their frying pan. So Rabbi holds, you can just put it on the stove for 15 minutes and it'll get Yatzar Ledesbo from both sides. Right? Take a metal frying pan and that's what you'll get.
So wait a minute. You need Yatzar Ledesbo and you need Lieben Kahl.
Lieben Kahl, the shear of Lieben Kahl, the more is Yatzar Ledesbo. We're no hay to be more machmir because the Shulchan Aruch never uses that word Yatzar Ledesbo. But the pashas is, like some point out, that the kash nisraf is just a way of knowing that it's Yatzar Ledesbo. So instead of burning your hand, you just put a kash there. You see it's nisraf, then you know it got Yatzar Ledesbo. So the mela, it's like this. It could be that the ovens don't need anything because we don't have any zayin. But that would be, like Rabbi Willig once said, probably in a different context, but that would be like a kula shade of tibur kol mamabo. You can't tell somebody you don't have to do anything to you. They won't be able to deal with that. So you tell them to turn it up high for half an hour, your regular oven. They'll think maybe it's we did in kibolo kachpolta, but that's what most people think. So I think it's either, like our rice said, meager, then we don't need anything, but we're just telling it to do something. Or what the Klach Shel Ezov says, in the Kuntres Klach Shel Ezov, that our ovens today are all, even if they have Zeya, it's only Zeya. You don't put the chametz on the, or the treif on the, everything is in tins, everything is in, in pans. So Mela, the worst case scenario is it's only Zeya. And Zeya is liquid. So that only needs Hagala. And then, when something that you only need Hagala for, then you can use Lieben Kahl, which maybe is, like you said, in the 500 area. But Me'ikra Din, as long as you have Yatzar Ledesbo, it's sufficient. If you have a treif oven, mamish treif oven, so, and the assumption is that, you know, the people has, unless they mamish put, what? A treif on the, but let's assume they didn't. Let's assume they put treif food in, but on pans, which probably most people do. Right? They don't get the food dirty like that. So then, it could be Mikra Din again. There's no Zeya B'Klal, but even Alfield himself is Zeya. It only needs Hagolo, and Hagolo is only Lieben Kahl. So then, for sure, you have Lieben Kahl in your ovens. So this year I had a Chiddush. This year, Rabbi Vadi told me a Chiddush that I never realized before. This was always my big problem. People want a kasher for Pesach warming drawers. So I always used to say the warming drawer is the worst thing in the world, because warming drawer gets like 200 degrees or something like that. So it's enough to have a bleed because it's got so loud it's both, but it doesn't necessarily have the shear to do Liban. Even Rav Abadi's lenient sheet of Liban, but he thought, he told me this year, if you leave it on longer, then that'll, through as far as the sorry for the thing, that'll take care of the any. I mean, if it's a situation where you only need anyway, it's a terrible. So then, but Bechomet say we machter that it's a surabala. At least the Gabe Hagolah and Liban. We don't say everything you do Hagolah for Pesach. It's only, so if people put, say, chametz directly on the warming drawer, say, chametz take a kugel on the warming drawer, so then you have a problem. So he told me, I forget if we were talking about Pesach, what we were talking about, but he said he was willing to be makel if you leave it on longer. I have to check if he was talking about Basel Chol, or if he was talking about chametz, I'll have to check what it was. but he was even willing to entertain the possibility of a hechsher by keeping the woman draw longer than you would normally keep the other
thing. No, on the surface.
Right. No, so it's on the surface, then you need to leave a cover. But his sheet to leave a cover is more common. Right. So he thought if you keep it on longer, but I'm going to check. Yeah.
This is doing the oven,
yeah, but the food that gets spilled, look, it all gets burned up. And use an oven, the end. Bag gets burned up. Yeah. Okay, so this is something to think about. It's people are usually have these chumras and this, but it's important to know what's a chumra, what's ikar din, and what everything is, okay. So we'll stop here for now, but as I said, we'll continue on Monday, B'siyata D'Shmaya.